Charter website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. I am prayerful that you had a wonderful, wonderful, happy Mother's Day yesterday. I am thankful for the privilege that we have to study the Word of God and say, thank you, Lord, for giving us mothers. I pray that you have joined us on the broadcast today, looking forward to the issue of the day. Let me say this in advance of a brief monologue. We're going to talk about today biblical justice versus social justice. I believe everyone under the sound of my voice, you've heard the term social justice. What does it mean? And how does that compare with biblical justice? Which should we be adhering to, social justice or biblical justice? Exactly what is social justice? It is the capitalization of all that is immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical, and unrighteous, and we need to recognize that. The social justice warriors tell us what they are doing is for social justice. And I would challenge anyone to look it up. I'm not an advocate of Wikipedia, but Wikipedia gives a pretty good idea of what we see facing us in America today with the social justice warriors. And that begins with the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and the Marxist media and their push for us to embrace social justice. So, ladies and gentlemen, across the full spectrum of what we call socialist Marxist media and the Democratic Party today, we hear the mantra of social justice. What does it include? I'm just going to give us a brief little smattering, and then we will get into the details of it later in the broadcast today. We're talking about social justice. That's a term that's used to cover transgenderism, LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the CRT, the DEI, and the men and women sports, allowing transgender advocates to invade every area of life today. That's just a little sketch, synoptic view of what is called transgenderism and social justice today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. All that we see happening in America, in our nation, in our city, and globally, we need to look at through the spectrum of the Word of God, looking at it through what does the Word of God say about these things that are happening and what is taking place. You see, if it's outside the Word of God, if it's outside the four corners of what we call the document called the Bible, then we're in trouble if we try to embrace it or adhere to it. And ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. I call it the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 17:17 is the declaratory statement of the word of God. Thy word is truth. And Psalms 117:2 says the truth of the Lord endures forever. It was the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. Doesn't make any difference whether you're on the left coast or the right coast, or if you're in the north or the south, or whatever ethnic background you come from, or geographical location, truth still matters. And yet we have those today. The 18 to 35-year-old age group, they call younger Americans. Headline says, the most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. So when you look at Webster's Dictionary, truth is the body of real things, the evidence of real facts, actualities, and the same being the case of it is true, it is a fact. But yet 55% of that age group, the millennials, say there's no absolute truth. In fact, their statement is each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, when we do that, we find the bifurcation of truth. And I've said for many, many years, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we have that taking place. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We need to embrace truth today, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation. We're approaching the 250th birthday of America, and I believe a tectonic shift in what we view as a nation as truth we need to return to. And I believe that God has placed Donald J. Trump in the position that he's in to help drain the swamp and clean the sewer. And as someone said, as you're cleaning the sewer, the stench goes up. And we see the stench as the, if you please, the aromatic stench of the sewer as President Trump is cleaning the sewer, draining the swamp. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time is Outdoor Power Equipment Dealership Company, specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, we look at what is happening today. And I believe many Christians, many conservatives, many patriots are embracing what is called the social justice program. There's no such thing as social justice as we find that term in the Word of God. God's Word points out biblical justice, and God is just in all that He does. Let me just give you a little tidbit of information. We'll talk about it further. I have Dr. Phelps with me today. And Dr. Phelps and I will be talking about social justice or biblical justice and what do the two say and what does that mean? How should we listen or adhere to it in life today? But just one more moment. We'll open our telephone lines and allow you to give us a call and jump in. Love to hear from you. Give your input on what your thoughts are about social justice. Should we adhere to social justice or biblical justice? And most of all, the most pertinent question, is there a difference in social justice and biblical justice? Ladies and gentlemen, today we're witnessing in all manners of illegal, unethical, immoral activities being pushed in the communist, Marxist, Democrat agenda. And it's all, of course, the major blanket for the excuse of social justice. And under this current program of social justice by the Marxist left, it includes the barbaric butchering of healthy body parts called transgenderism. It includes every aspect of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. It includes all that is the critical race theory, the CRT. It includes everything that's in the diversity, equity, and inclusion called the DEI. It includes everything that's in the realm of allowing men into women's sports. And I could go on and on and on. That's under the umbrella of social justice. Now the question, where do we stand as Christians and as conservatives? How should we view it? I believe Jeff's on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hello?
Jim, is Jim on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm on the line. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you.
Outstanding, yeah. There's a huge difference between social justice and biblical justice. Biblical justice, I'll give an example here, or morality. Thou shalt not steal. I got to call you back. I'm getting echo.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. By the way, there is a vast difference, and Jim will talk about it in just a moment, a vast difference in social justice and biblical justice, and we need to recognize that. And ladies and gentlemen, the point with the broadcast of the issue that we're covering today is, the point is we need to recognize some of the movement, what is taking place. Dr. Phelps, should Christians, conservatives, and patriots embrace social justice or biblical justice, and why?
We believe that the scriptures tell us that there's a right way for us to behave,
mm-hmm.
a right behavior on the part of those who are followers of God, who are followers of good things. And I believe it is possible that we could say today that much of what is called social justice is the program of the socialists and Marxists who want to tear down our society, who
yes.
want to cause problems in our nation so that they can step in and take over and perhaps end what we call our constitutional republic.
Absolutely. That's
I think many people are not aware of what is really taking place in the minds of some today. There are those who would like to see democracy or our republic fail because they want to replace it with a socialist or Marxist government.
Absolutely. And that's been underway for, ladies and gentlemen, for probably about 60 or 70 years at least, that we're just now seeing it bubble to the top, boil to the top, and we're seeing the major elements of it in every aspect of society. It is a major, major, major need today, I believe, for us to recognize what is social justice and what is biblical justice. And if we understand biblical theological doctrinal truths, we'll understand and recognize social justice, as Dr. Phelps just said, is coming out of the realm of the socialist, Marxist, communist aspect to undermine, tear down, and destroy our biblical fundamental foundations. Before I take our next caller, I'm going to read a little brief description here from one article. Social justice is justice in relationship to the distribution of wealth, the distribution of opportunities, and the distribution of privileges within any society where individual rights are recognized and protected. The concept of social justice have often referred to the process of ensuring that individuals fulfill their societal roles and receive their duty and their due from society. In the current movement for social justice, the emphasis has been on the breaking of barriers of all social mobility, the creation of social safety nets, and the economic justice. Social justice assigns rights and duties in the institutions of society which enable people to receive the basic benefits and burdens of cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, that's a good, boiled down, succinct definition of socialism, Marxism, and communism. You couldn't identify it any more clearly than that. And so if you want to understand and ask the question, what is social justice? It is the inclusion of everything that Marxism, communism, and socialism include. By the way, when I use the term socialism, it is communism light. You'll not find any differentiation in socialism and communism other than the depth and the breadth of it, but it's all identical in the idea and the goals of what is attempted. And that's what we see, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I believe that it is possible for Christians and conservatives to embrace a philosophy, a way of life that is unethical, unholy, ungodly, unbiblical, and ought not to be. I believe Jim is back on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Jim, are you present?
Yes, I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Sounds like we've lost Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what social justice is and what is taking place, I believe Dan is on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Youngblood, I got a question. Not sure logistics, but maybe you can figure it out. Let's take all the illegals and the length of time it's going to take for ICE and the judicial system to ferry them out and export them back to the countries. Why can't we, as taxpayers, recoup some of our lost tax dollars and set up a reward system such as Most Wanted? They're criminals. Put a bounty on them, $500,000, and we'd have them cleared out of this country in no time, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Here's the thing, Dan. If we do as the Marxist media would have us to do, if the Trump administration follows John Roberts' idea as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, if President Trump follows the edict and the mindset of about 600 federal appeals circuit court judges, we'll have no deportation of anybody. And based on their idea of what is called due process, which due process, as you know very well, I'm sure, Dan, due process was never, ever, ever described in any fashion for an illegal invader. When you look at anything that we talk about with the Constitution, we need to look at the four corners of the document. The entire document is designed for the citizens and not for illegal invaders. But if we follow the mandate presently of the courts, someone wrote an article said it'd take about 1,000 years for us to go through the legal process to remove all of those that we presently have in America that's illegal that should be deported.
Oh, okay, here's where I'm coming from. We've got 320 million people, let's say. 50% want the illegals out. That's 110, 120 some million. More than that, I'm sorry, 160 million. Mm-hmm. Now, let's show our power as we the people, once and for all, not only electing Trump, but helping rid our own country now. We're the dominance of this nation. We are the nation, America, American people. Let's say we demand a system that allows us, when we incur the contact of illegals, to make note, turn them in, and get a bounty or reward. It would take a very short time to take and get rid of them.
Dan, you're probably correct. I don't reject that out of hand, but there's a problem. And that problem is we have legislators that's supposed to be representing we the people. The problem is we have those that call themselves conservatives in the House of Representatives and the Senate. We have those that call themselves Republicans in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate that are rhinos and are spineless. And as it stands right now, Dan, I am amazed that there's so little voice coming out of the so-called conservatives / Republicans. I'm amazed
that
there's... I'm amazed at the spinelessness of our Republicans that need to be taken to stand. Here's the problem. Dan, if I can say this, and I believe I'm right, that we have so many Republicans, they're afraid if they take a stand, they may not be reelected. They're afraid if they take a stand, that somehow, some way, they'll be rejected by somebody. They're afraid if they take a stand, that somehow, some way, the lobbyists will not pour into their coffers for the next reelection. They're afraid if they take a stand, it'll be viewed as retaliation.
You just explained the problem. Now, here's the solution. We make them fear us more of not being elected, reelected, than they ever did of the system. We set up a people system. We, the voters, we, the taxpayers, we, the citizens of the United States, hereby demand you adhere to our wishes. We put a list. We put our wishes out on paper. We publish it nationwide, and we tell them, if you do not stand behind this, you will be taken out of office. Fear this, don't fear your illegal funding.
Dan, you're exactly right.
We're missing it. We're missing the opportunity to clean the swamp.
Dan, you're exactly right. We the people have the voice. Here's, and again, I go back to, as it's called philosophically, the devil's advocate. Who's going to do the postulation of that publishing? Who's going to take the stand and be the tip of the spear to drive that home? Who's going to be the voice that will make that happen? You find
the war room, Steve Bannon and his crowd.
You're right.
Trump elected.
You're right. Here's what we find. We find that with the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, they stand together. If you don't believe that, just watch what just happened with the mayor of Chicago and some U.S. House of Representative members. They banded together and literally broke into an ICE facility, and now they're claiming that the ICE facility leadership there roughed them up, and that's the reason they did what they did. They stand together with
that.
I understand with the conservatives and the Republicans and those of us that take a stand for biblical righteousness and godly behavior in the political realm, normally we don't stand together. There's a mindset that somehow, some way, we're going to win the world and win the war by being divided. It doesn't happen that way. So, Dan, you're exactly right.
If every pastor this Sunday was to get to his church and say, we need to create a structure of Citizens for America voting and holding accountable the politicians.
Dan, that would work marvelously.
Start at the church.
That would work marvelously, but one of the things we need is pastors to grow a spine, a biblical, theological, doctrinal spine that will take a stand for truth and say that from the pulpits. Most pastors today are afraid of numbers, nickels, and noses. They're afraid if they say something like you're talking about, like I'm talking about, that they will lose some of the Democrat members, that they will lose some of the numbers, nickels, and noses. They will lose the pews being filled if they take a stand. Therein lies the problem. The problem that we have in America today, it can fundamentally be said, it begins at the household of faith. It begins at the church. It begins with the so-called Christians. So, Dan, it deserves our most allegiance and humble attention to what the Word of God says, and a stand for truth.
Well, thank the American you. People can clean the house. You put a bounty on them, and you'll find out.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you so much.
God bless you.
A wonderful day. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Social justice warriors, their mantra comes straight from Karl Marx. It's from, and the two words in here are from and to, and look where they are. From, each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. That's the basis for covetousness and envy, which are part of the seven deadly sins there. And one of them is actually written in the top 10, thou shalt not covet.
That's right.
So the whole issue with social justice is its basis on just pure greed and envy.
Absolutely.
And the other part, I agree with what Dan's saying as far as a political spectrum, but how federal funding or how politicians receive their funding now they receive their funding through contributions, and only citizens can only give up to X number of amount. But some of those fundings come from PAC, these funds that are put together by people that promote and people that gather all these funds into a collective place for them to draw upon. Now, anything that they're not that they do not use in reelection becomes part of, it's given to them. And at any time, according to Constitution or according to federal law, you can request your contribution back. So in a lot of ways, these politicians are funded by groups of people that use that very methodology to control what politicians promote. So they're more afraid of being told, you know, you got to give us that money back, than they are of the people. And really, it's a sad way to run the contribution system. You should read up on it. It's absolutely corrupt.
It is.
In a lot of ways.
And then it goes back, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm incorrect on it, it goes back to the PACs that were set up. It was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was made law, originated under the Clinton administration, and it's the funneling of money from what would be called today dark money that the general populace has no idea where their candidate's running for office, where his or her funds are coming from to run that campaign. So that's exactly right. And it goes back to the fundamental point that you brought out. It is the epitome of Marxism. It is where the justice, social justice is in relationship to the getting, the gaining, the distribution of wealth and privileges to everyone equally. Therein lies the problem. And this is the reason we see the left that has gone, I call it El Bancos, when they have the mindset that we've got to protect. In fact, we've had legislators to fly to another nation to visit with a known, if you please, what is it, MS-13 gang member, gang banger, as they're called, that is has already been deported 2019, deported twice, never left, and now somehow, some way, there's a mindset that social justice demands that we bring him back to America and protect him and give him constitutional privileges. So one of the questions that I'll ask, Jim, as a kind of an exit question today, what should we do? How should we then live? What should be the approach for Christians, conservatives, patriots, even today?
Well, lots of prayer, first and foremost. The second thing is there are laws on the book that were put in place. In particular, I brought an instance up to you where a Frenchman had come over here and was causing dissension. And the Illegal Alien Act and War Powers Act that was passed in 1793 or 1794 was to remove individuals that were here, that were criminals, that were creating havoc within the government and creating havoc for the federal government in particular, and disruption of the citizenry. I fully agree that the judiciary is adjudicating law from the bench, that they shouldn't be in this, and Trump was elected with a mandate, and he's trying to perform that mandate, and he's being inhibited by lawfare through the very groups that fund the far-left politicians and social justice.
Jim, you're exactly right. I'm looking at the headline. It says, judge orders release of a University of Massachusetts student accused of Tesla firebombing so he can continue his sex change operations. That's the epitome of social justice. This article reads, a 19-year-old Kansas City man was arrested in Massachusetts last month in connection with the March 17th firebombing of the Missouri Tesla Center. It goes on to talk about the University of Massachusetts physics student was returned home for spring break, allegedly tossing a pair of Molotov cocktails into the Kansas City leadership, damaging about $105,000 worth of damage. Despite the protest from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Western District, Missouri, a progressive Boston-based judge granted the student petition for release from federal custody, partly in ensure that he can continue his sex change operation. Jim, our time is up for this portion of the broadcast, but that's a good illustration of social justice, and it's in total, absolute opposition of what the Word of God says. The Word of God is absolutely in contrast to what we see today as social justice. Thank you, Jim, for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St.